The meeting will be starting in the next 10 minutes. We are just finalizing some house cleaning matters. If you can just be patient with us, thank you very much. My name is Thembinkosi Ngoma, and I am the committee secretary. However, I am not alone as a committee secretary of this Portfolio Committee on Communications. On my left is Ms. Hajira Sali, whom we will be working together as the secretaries. And the gentleman who just got up is Edward Foss, the committee assistant. And on his left is Mr. Mbombo Maleka, the content advisor. And next to Mr. Mbombo Maleka is Mr. Justice Mulafo, who is the principal communications officer. This meeting is called in terms of National Assembly Rule 1581, which is the election of the chairperson. The rule clearly states that a committee must elect one of its members as the chairperson of the committee. Now, honorable members, this is how we will do that. This is the process that we will follow. I will call for the nomination. And a member will raise his hand, his or her hand, mention the his or her full names, and then mention the full names of the member that he or she is so electing. And I will need to have a seconder for that nomination, as well as the acceptance by the member so nominated. I hope that the process is clear, honorable members, as I will then proceed to call for nominations. I recognize honorable member on my right.
Must I speak while I'm sitting? Thank you, Chair. I'm Nomsa Josephine Kubega, nominating the name of Honorable Hope Papo as the chair of this communication committee meeting. I thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kubega. Any seconder for the nomination? I recognize the honorable member.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Lee Siba Ezekiel Mulalang. I stand to second the name of Honorable Hope Pap as the chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, honorable member. I would then call on Honorable Hope Papu to indicate whether he accepts the nomination.
I do accept the nomination.
Thank you, honorable members. We have Honorable Papu, who has been nominated and seconded. I will then proceed to call for further nominations. Honorable members, seemingly that there is no other nomination, I will therefore invite Honorable Hope to come and take the chairperson's seat. He is being elected as the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Communications for the sixth parliamentary term. And congratulations to you, Mr. Papu. You may come forward to take the seat.
He's saying that his 2-5 minutes of management of the committee is gone. It's an important. Yes. Thanks, members, for the accept for nominating and accepting my being the chair of this important committee. The work of the committee, obviously, is a bit behind because there was an election period. So we're going to have to work quite very hard to complete the program and adopt the budget by the end of July.
which is not usually, because usually it's 2 months to the process. Members will hopefully be available for the work. Some of the members may be serving in other committees. I'm not quite sure about that. But we need to adopt a program for the period until we complete the term. I'm not sure whether in the circulated draft program, members did get the program. Or they will circulate, because staff members gave me this program that they prepared for us, so that we don't come here and have nothing in our hands. So they indicated to me today that they did come together and prepared a draft program, which I have a copy now, and they are circulating now. So it's not a program we've discussed. It was, they said they did it. Vandana?
Thanks, Chair. Could we please just have a round of introductions? I think there's only three of us here who are from Amalgamation of Communications and Telecommunications. So I'd just like to, if we could just introduce ourselves so we know who we're working with. I can start if you don't mind. So I am Phumzile Vandam. It's my second term on this committee. I'd like to congratulate you on your nomination as chair. I look forward to working with the committee. I think last term we had a committee that worked very well together, and I hope we can continue that. I think we put a lot, most times we put our political differences aside and we did what's best for the country best for the department and the people of South Africa. So I look forward to working with all of you.
Thank you. We can do an introduction and then we'll come back to that other item.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning. Congratulations again. Cameron McKenzie. I served in the last 5 years as a member of the Telecommunications Portfolio Committee, which was characterized by exactly what my colleague Phumzile Vandam said, that spirit of cooperation and working in the interests of all our people. So I look forward to that same spirit and look forward to working with the colleagues. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much. My name is William Madisha. I must rise and say I'm very happy that this chairperson, has been elected to this particular position. Personally, I know him. I know that he's quite capable, and I hope the same capabilities will be shown in this committee. And I look forward to working very hard with him and all of us here present in the coming 5 years. Yes, one has been in this committee for how many years? A number of fewer than 5 years, eh? 6, 7 years. And we know the challenges. We know where we've got to go to. And with the chairperson that we have, I believe that we'll be able to accomplish what the South Africans want. Thank you.
Should I go? Okay. Good morning, members. My name is Sandile Majozi. I'm a new member of the 6th Parliament, so this is my first time coming to the committee. And I'm from the IFP, and I know Mr. Babo. We come from Gauteng. We've worked together in Gauteng, so hopefully we'll have a successful committee for the team. Thank you.
Good morning, honourable members. I'm Alice Mtembu from KZN. I'm a new member. I just want to echo the same sentiment with other members to congratulate the chairperson. Congratulations. I hope we will work together with all members and to make sure that we do what the community sent us to do here. Thank you very much.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Lisiba Mulala. I'm from the Northwest. I'm representing the ANC in the committee. I'm a new member. And to the chairperson, I want to say that the fact that I seconded your name was actually congratulations in advance. And I concur with the sentiments of my colleagues that let's work together to ensure that our people get better services. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. My name is Sheila Tembalam Teko. I'm a returning member, but I'm new in the communication space. What I know that is that I am a committed person. I also commit that I will be dedicated in the work of the committee. And I also stand to congratulate the newly elected unopposed chairperson. I am committing that I will work freely and very much committed with you. Thank you very much.
Good morning, good morning, honorable members, chairperson. My name is Gumbu Thomas, all the way from Limpopo. I'm a new member. Yes. I'm a new member of the Sixth Parliament and this committee. Maybe I'd just like to congratulate you, the chairperson, on your election. I commit myself that I will work together with other honorable members as a team. Thank you, chairperson.
Good morning, honorable members. My voice, Maneli, is my name. From Gauteng, came through the ANC, but as a new member, new also in the communications space, but committed chair to working with members of the committee as a collective. And once again, congratulations to yourself. But I must state that in between, because one serves in more than one committee, that would not mean that I would less prioritize this committee. I'm only raising it so that as part of going forward, we can manage the times to allow participation. Thank you.
Morning, honorable council. Honorable members and the staff. Yeah, once a public rep sends us a duty always. let me first congratulate Honorable Hope in your position, and also I would like to thank you because I can hear other members being positive to say, noma kunjani na, bayakwazi ukuba bazawusebenza nawe. In other way around, we are saying the writing is on the wall. So can you just assist us to take this committee forward? We are expecting to work with another members hand in hand, because all of us, we know, as we have taken the oath to say indeed we want to be humble self, this community that has sent us here. We fully understand, as also our president is saying, Tumatina. Indeed, we are here to come and serve and deliver. So I hope we will work hand in hand with our honorables. And also, I would like to say thank you to the side of the staff, because Tinasi Sotwanji, we cannot do otherwise. So we are very much grateful to say thank you to each one of us. We hope indeed we will deliver whatever that the community are expecting to us from outside. I thank you.
Thank you very much, members, for the words of encouragement. It's going to be quite a lot of work. We have to deal with two integrated departments, and the process itself is, taking a bit of time because structurally it's part of the work we have to look at. There are agencies which we have to look at. There are also major issues which face the sector itself, spectrum, all those issues which face the sector are very important. You know that member Madisha doesn't say that he comes from the same township as me. He's born in Atresville, but well, he moved to Limpopo. So, he's older than me, but I know him quite a lot. And other members. The advantage, all of the members here have been public representatives before they came to the committee. So it's not like new. All of you have been public reps in various capacities. Others here, others in provinces, others in municipalities. So that will help in terms of understanding the role of oversight and ensuring that what departments have agreed in their strategic plans and in their annual performance plans, when they present, part of the work we monitor, our job is to monitor whether those things have been done and whether there are plausible reasons why they were not done. And that cuts across all parties. Depending, it doesn't matter whether you are from which party. As a committee, our job is oversight and rigorous oversight. We will get used to each other as members, and hopefully we will work for the benefit of all the people of South Africa who voted for members of Parliament on the 8th of May. I nearly forgot that important point. My name is Hope Apo. I'm from Gauteng. I have been a public rep myself for 17 years at the provincial level. I just took a break for the last 4 or 5 years, but then they said I should come back to here at the level of National Assembly. Hopefully we'll work together as a team of the Communications Portfolio Committee. It's a sector which has got a lot of potential for jobs in our country. We talk about the fourth industrial revolution. This department is very, very important for that responsibility. Our staff must also be thanked for having prepared for this meeting, because we're not here on the weekend. They ensured that the work is done. Members have not received some of the documents, but let's look at the program itself, the draft program they've prepared for us. Other committees are meeting today at 2. I think they did well by not having a meeting today. I mean, it was going to be a bit of a confusion for some. It may be a problem, I'm not sure, for some of you members. Maybe you are having other meetings tomorrow, but the program which they've circulated, it's the meeting tomorrow, and then with an aim of adopting the report next week, Tuesday. And then on Tuesday, the 16th of July, is the briefing by the... In fact, the adoption of the two budgets is on the 9th. And then there's a proposal that on the 16th of July, we have a briefing by the Secretariat on the committee legacy report. Very important. Some of the outstanding response, what the work which was done by in the 5th Parliament, and some of the issues which could not be completed, which needs to be done in this 6th Parliament, so that there's continuity on some of the work which would have happened in the last term. And then on the 23rd, the Minister comes back to brief the committee on the state of the department and its all the reporting tendencies and entities. And then we adopt the program for the coming term, which will be after the recess stroke constituency period. That will be in, because from the 29th of July, recess stroke constituency period starts. And I think we'll resume in August. And we need to adopt the program before we actually leave. So I'm not sure whether members, as I said, it's a very tight program. Because we have to adopt the budget by the end of July. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem. And the parliament took a decision to rise so that members can go and work in their parties for the campaign. So this is what we now must accept, that it was a decision taken. It was a correct decision because MPs are very important in their parties. Now we're faced with a situation, we can't go beyond July, otherwise it can create very serious problems. The member who's leaving is going to go to another committee where she's a member, but we thank you, member, for coming to the to this committee. So that's the proposed program. We don't know, I don't know what your program, because you, some of you serve in more than one committee, but this seems to be a bit of a better program faced with the situation we have. So it's going to be very tight. I'll indicate what's going to happen with the documents from the department and the agencies because there is a report on that. Members, your comment or advice? Vandana?
Thanks, Jay. There's a great confusion which I think we need to clarify. Firstly, we know that some of the entities have been moved to the presidency, and we're not clear about whether the departments have properly been amalgamated, and whether, because I see in the budget votes is one for communications and one for telecommunications, which is very confusing, because my assumption is that there's a new department and the budget speeches we're going to be making will be on the one department. So I just would like some clarity about which entities are we working with, why they've been split, so we can get some clarity, because I've been trying to prepare, but it's very difficult because I have no idea which entities we've kept, and even from telecommunications, there could have been some entities that have been moved. So if maybe the secretariat and yourself can just give us, before we adopt the program, just to give us an idea of what we're adopting, what is this new department, which entities are part of it. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, just to build on Honourable Van Damme, the this process of merging the departments has been happening for some time now, at least a year in terms of actual physical time, because that was one of the first things that President Ramaphosa did when he took office at the end of President Zuma's term, or just that 8 months before. So they've had some time to amalgamate and to come together, but we don't know at what stage that process is. So I think within this somewhere, if we could have a report from the department as to the process of the amalgamation of the two departments, and then also, as my colleague says, if I can just reinforce that, the two budget votes that we're having, are we addressing them here as one item on Tuesday the 9th of July? And then in advance, Chairperson, if I can just put in an apology for tomorrow, it was too soon for me and I have a procedure scheduled in Johannesburg, so I do apologize for that. Thank you, Chair.
Members? Member Mulala?
Yeah, Chair, thanks. I think my colleagues here are raising important issues. But when I look at the program on Wednesday, the 3rd, it says the briefing by the Department of on its strategic plan. I will identify this one specifically, and the APP, which possibly the type of discussions will be more relevant at that time, so that we know this APP is for, say, Honorable Van Damme is raising the issue of which entities are where, which ones have been, some have been relocated to the presidents. Possibly that will be the right time to engage on that, because the APP will then tell us which one is where. So I'm not saying we should not, but I think it's a bit premature. Maybe we should first start by adopting the program and identify key issues that are going to be raised on Wednesday, July. Thanks, John.
You're right. Tomorrow we need to ask on the progress of amalgamation since it started. Now is the Department of Communication and Digital. So just that process, because we're not here, we know there's a program of amalgamation. Where is that program?
in that program, which agencies are in the in that new department, which ones have moved. But from the side of Parliament, the way things have been done is that there are going to be two budget votes, so we need clarity tomorrow, so that even when members start to prepare themselves, they clear that they are preparing for two, and that will then, the report itself will indicate where progress is in relation to that amalgamation program. So we agree, members, that that's one of the critical issues we'll have to ask, the state of integration of the departments. Well, that's a critical issue, because it will help us in terms of preparing. Member McKenzie?
Thank you, Chairperson. Just two fingers on what you said. And I looked at the title, Portfolio Committee on Communications. Communications and Digital Technologies. Chairperson, you mentioned it now when you said communication, digital technology. It's so important that in all our documentation, in all the headings, we call this Portfolio Committee what it is correctly by its name. Otherwise, the digital technologies becomes increasingly irrelevant and we're just focusing on the communications. Thank you, Chair.
It's called, now, Parliament still calls it communication and telecommunication. So the issue of the new was announced this year, the digital one. So we need to manage, get clarity when in the Parliament system is the new name of the department going to come in. Remember, the financial year started in April of that department, which was communication and telecommunication. So my sense, which I'm not aware, is that probably there's work for the new financial year starting in April. But we'll have clarity, you're right, because if there's a new name, we need to understand in the system of Parliament, when is that name going to be introduced? Because if you remember, when the appropriation bill was tabled in April, they tabled not for communication and telecom and digital technology. They tabled for communication and telecommunication. So I think the minister will clarify it, because that was my sense, that the appropriation bill was along the name of the old name of two departments integrating. So in the system of Parliament, they still recognize communication and telecommunication. So we just have to agree. But in principle, what you are raising is very important. If there's a new name, we need to declare when is the new name coming in of communication and digital technology. And Parliament itself, and in the bill itself, I looked at the bill. I saw two of them, which the two departments, but with one minister. If I looked at the appropriation bill, it was one minister with two departments, and I think the question will be how to the process of integrating them. We are agreeing on that, members. The dates which are given here, the one we cannot avoid is the one of the adoption of the budget vote report, but there is one of the things which is not there, is the which is not in the committee program. You must just be aware, because on the draft program they normally put what is committee, it is in the purview of the committee. There are two dates of Parliament when the budget votes are going to be adopted, debated, which is not in the program. It's a Parliament program, and there are two dates. So I think, members, you just note that they are not here because you are 10 July. 10 July is the date of the debate. And it's here, correctly not here, because it's part of the Parliament program. But for ease, members will need to know when is the debate going to happen. It's on the 10th of July. And it's in the separate votes, I mean, when committees will be debating. I think, members, we are agreeing. Yeah?
I wanted to comment on that, because I think it will be prudent for the Secretariat to integrate this program with Parliament program, so that when we are here, we already know everything is integrated into one, so that we don't have a Parliament program which deals with our committee and is not reflected in our program. That's my proposal.
Members were agreeing that they must include that date of the budget, so that when you the redrafted program which you are adopting must include the day of the debate on the budget, so that there is synergy, because some of members may be serving in more than one committee, and it's very confusing if
you may miss the preparations if it's not included. And I can understand the staff member did not include it because they were not sure whether you are going to agree or not. And now you are proposing, we agree. Members, any other point on the draft program you want to raise? And you see on the program is the last day, depending on what is there. Parliament always has said this term, Friday morning, should not be completely cancelled off. You will decide. But at this committee, obviously, I'm quite aware you have been having very long sessions. It's not a committee which is not accustomed to working long and many meetings. So at least many of you were here. It's not going to be a problem. We were told that this committee, that's how it is. You have long sessions. And members are prepared to actually do it. So that was the only item we were going to discuss. Now that we have made suggestions that on the program and the approach of tomorrow's meeting, we need a formal proposal and seconder of the program with an amendment to include the date of the debate on the program. Mba Madisha, adopt the amended program. Member Maneli, seconded. The only announcement which is made is that documents, all ministries were given until yesterday to submit the documents. Those documents have been submitted. There was just an error on the letter. That's why they were not circulated yesterday, on the letter accompanying the documents. And Parliament asked them to redo the letter. The letter. So that's what is happening. But the documents will be sent to you both in your pigeonholes and electronically, including the presentation for tomorrow, so that at least you have a sense of the issues. By ideally, we should have had them circulated by yesterday afternoon. But because of this error of the letter, the Parliament says they wouldn't circulate them. There was an error on the backup letter. Hopefully all of them will be circulated to you members for tomorrow. Our meeting tomorrow is going to take place at 10. And the venue will be confirmed today in terms of when you also get documents. Members, thanks for your cooperation and support. We hope that we'll work together for the benefit of the South African people. They expect a lot from us as public reps, and I'm confident that with yourselves and the commitment you have indicated, we will be able to do the work which we have been asked to do by the citizens of the country. Thank you very much.